So in this episode, we're going to talk about what is an accountability chart. An accountability chart is really what it says, what people in the organization are accountable for. It's similar to an organizational chart, but it's different. We're mainly interested in functions. And if someone is in a position in that functional role, what are they accountable for? First off, we don't start with people in the organization. We don't start with names. That's a mistake many companies make. They take people and they invent an organizational chart to fit everybody into, and that's wrong. In an accountability chart, what we're trying to do is design the organization for success. Then, and only then, do we look at the people we have, or maybe the people we want to have or need to have. And sometimes we make hard decisions, but who fits into those different roles? The functional chart should have five things that every single role is accountable for. Sometimes it can be as low as three, it can be as many as seven. We're not writing a job description here. We're writing things that someone is going to be held accountable for. And let's start by talking about two of those positions. One, the visionary. The visionary is at the top of the accountability chart. The visionary is typically the CEO. They're probably the founder of the company. Or if they're not the founder, maybe there's multiple founders and they're the person appointed to be visionary. The visionary, first off, should be setting this vision, the strategic vision for the company. They should not be every single day worried about what happens today. I always tell people, a visionary should be 90 days out at least. They should not be in today. They should be always months ahead. They're responsible, though, for usually research and development. They are the creative problem solvers. The visionary tends to be the face of the company. Usually, the person who's a visionary deals with major client relationships, maybe vendor relationships. They are the ones setting the example and establishing the culture. And they're also the one who, when you have those big deals coming down, the visionary is probably directly either leading it or has their hands in it. All right. So the visionary is out there. They're the face of the company. I don't want my visionaries sitting and being bogged down in day-to-day going through little details. We need them out there with our clients, and we need them out there with our vendors, our supply chain. Okay. We need them to be creative. They have a business and an organization and a strategy and a vision because they are creative. Let's make sure they have the room to do that. Number two in this accountability chart is the flip side of that coin, and that's the integrator. Now, the integrator is all about its five things. LMA, leading, managing, and accountability. The integrator is the person who really is day-to-day taking the vision created by that visionary and making it real. Their job is to make things happen. They're to execute on that business plan. They work with the budget. They work with the results of that budget and the efforts around the P&L. They're accountable for the P&L. They should be integrating functions across the company. We want the company to work as one. So they should be integrating it so that we have a smooth company. When there are issues that happen between functional areas of the company, and there are going to be, they are the problem solver. They're going to resolve that. They need to fix that. They're the fixer. And another really big important thing is communication. The one thing I hear so many times out in the field is we don't have good communication between our different functional areas. Production doesn't talk to so-and-so, and another area doesn't talk to someone, or they don't always know what the other doing. An integrator needs to solve that. So those are our two roles. But below that, you have typically maybe a sales and marketing, or maybe those are two separate areas, and you'll have people who lead those areas. You know, you have individuals contributing. You have the finance side. You have production or research and development, all of those different pieces of the puzzle. The one other thing that sometimes I see people do is they create an accountability chart and it only includes the top few people. I, for one, I'm a proponent that every single individual working for that company exists in somewhere in that accountability chart. because you can't work for the company if your position isn't in that chart and it's justified and it's laid out what you're accountable for. So, and another reason for that is communication, a feeling within the culture. We want a feeling of belonging. You're part of something. You know, when we in EOS, we talk a lot about bringing clarity to an organization. We talk about openness, communication. These are all very important things. And the accountability chart, when it's created right, and then we put the right people in those roles, then the business works much better. From the very top to the very bottom of the organization, everybody's in the accountability chart. Everybody knows the five things they're accountable for. And if you watch the video that I made on the 555, those quarterly discussions that we have, one of the things in there is to talk about how the person in the accountability chart and their role is delivering on the five things that they are accountable for.